Well, God uses angels. We are the ones that God uses to carry the message to the entire human race. And God has given every one of us a message, fitly spoken, like apples of gold in pictures of silver, a beautiful message that comes from God and no one else has any message better than what God Almighty has to offer. And we are glad that God chose us. Not many mighty, not many noble, as our dear brother read this morning, but the best things of the earth. Simple people. Simple, simple people. God fills us. And he sends us out. He used us for his own honor and glory. And so Mary accepted the mystery. And we praise God Almighty that Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. She accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her own personal Savior because she was a sinner, just like you and I. She was as sinless as they're trying to tell us. She was a pure, pure woman. Oh, yes. And because she was pure woman, she was a pure woman, God chose her to be the mother of his son. And the only son that God ever had, natural son, when I say that, was the Lord Jesus Christ. We are children by birth and sons by adoption. And we are glad that we are children of God. And we want others to be children of God. Likewise, we want our own children to be godly children in a world that is full of disaster and crisis and circumstances, problems. My Lord, look at our world today, full of crisis upon crisis, challenges upon challenges. Look at the Middle East, my brothers and sisters. All our redemptions right now, look up. We have to look up, but we have to serve too. It is so important. But look at the crisis. People need peace. People need peace. Peace with God, the God of peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. Peace, my brother and my sister. As much as lieth within you, if possible, live peaceable with all men. That's a big family. That's one family there in the Middle East. Big family. And all these years, they cannot come together and be peaceful, live peaceful with one another and loving and sweet. We have to fight. We have to quarrel. We have to fuss. Why? What's the problem? But if you do not accept the Prince of Peace, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who can give you peace so that we can live in peace and not in pieces. The Lord Jesus Christ, He can calm our crisis, our circumstances. He's the answer. Christ is the answer to every crisis, whether Christmas or at any other time. Christ is the answer to every crisis in our lives. You know why? Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 16 tells us we are graven in the palms of his hands, and our world is ever before him. You know what that means? All of our crises, all of our circumstances, all of our sicknesses, all of our failures, all of our errors, all of the problems and challenges of life, he knows them. They put them there in his hands. He's not going to forsake us nor leave us. But Zion, they were accusing God wrongly. They were saying that God has forsaken them, and God did not like them, and God had to calmly rebuke them and let them. Can a mother who brings forth a tender child forsake the child that she has brought? Yes, they may. But he says, I will never forget you. You're in the palms of my hands. These palms that were nailed to the cross of Calvary and blood shed. These palms, these lovely hands, that touched a paralyzed man and made him an energized man. Oh, I'm telling you, these lovely hands of the Lord Jesus Christ that fed thousands and continue to feed you and I. Oh, thank God. Thank God that he came, bless his name, into a cruel, heartless world to tell the story then and told of God's unfathomable love. Somebody loved us. So if we don't love one another, somebody loved us. The Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that he came. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that he's speaking to people around the world. You have a crisis, you have a problem, there are circumstances. And oh, we all have circumstances. We all have crises. We all have problems. Oh, yes. All of us, we do. But we must take them to Jesus. He's a tonic to the sick at heart, a trophy to the humble-minded, a treasure to the poor in spirit. Oh, take everything to Jesus Christ. Cry to him. Yes, he knows all about our tears. He was touched with the feelings of our inhuman, the feelings of our hearts and all that we have to face in life. For we must face challenges in life, even in our infirmities. The Lord Jesus Christ. But you know something about Jesus, which is so beautiful. While the Lord Jesus Christ was a human being, he had a spiritual humanity or a supernatural humanity. While he was a human being like you and I, his humanity was far different than your humanity and mine. Our humanity is corruptible. But the Lord Jesus Christ, his soul shall not be left in hell, neither his body shall see corruption. Why? Because he is sinless. He's impeccable. He was not able to sin. He knew no sin. He did no sin. He could not sin. Which one of you convicted me of sin? Said our Lord Jesus Christ. The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. But you and I can't say that. We are told to resist the devil, not assist the devil, though the devil will insist with his attacks against us. But we can use the word of God and we can overcome the devil. Oh yes, we can beat the devil to the punch by using the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder, the soul, the spirit, and the marrow. It's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, brothers and sisters, use the word of God. It is indestructible, inexhaustible, incorruptible, infallible, inspirable, the word of God. I'm telling you, it's rich. My wife would have to pull me away because she says I've stayed too long for hours and I can't do it no more. But I'm suffering from my head. Can't do it no more. I have to leave the books. But you don't want to move. The word of God is so sweet. You want to absorb it, that it may be saturated and saturated in your hearts. You want to be able to memorize the word of God, personalize the word of God, harmonize the word of God, visualize the word of God. You want to know the word of God because we are up against it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need the word of God. We need to be fully armored with the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God's word. Let the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto thee. O Lord, who is our rock and our redeemer. We've got to stick into the word of God and get to know the word of God. Feed our families with the word of God. We've got to. And we thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ that nobody could ever point the finger at him. He never made a mistake. He never said, oops, I made an error. Never. The Lord Jesus never could sin. And do you know we got preachers? I'm sure you hear some of them. We got preachers coming to television and telling you and I that Jesus could have sinned if he wanted to. That could never happen. There was no nature in the Lord Jesus Christ that could have caused him to bow to the allurement of that which Satan had to offer. And so, when the Lord Jesus Christ came here on the earth, he came to die, first of all, for God. And then he died for us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he never backed away from anything. He never at all. He stood his grounds. Praise God for that. And he knew he had to win the battle for his Father and for us. He won the first battle. He will win the second battle in this age-old fruitless war. The devil used some of these leaders to try and stop him from being born. But he won that battle. The people tried to stone him. He won that battle too. Tried to push him over a cliff. He won that battle. Satan tried to stop him from going to the cross. He won that battle. When he went to the cross, Satan and his host came against him, and he won that battle. He stripped them off, made an open show of them. And then, my beloved, he wanted him to come down from the cross. The Lord Jesus was no showman. He, the Creator, could not bow to the creature. And then laid him in the tomb, and the devil's forces attack him again in the tomb. But death could not keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord. From the grave he arose, a victor from the vast domain. Thank God he arose, and lives in the power of an endless age. And the beauty of that, you and I, we're going to live with Jesus forever and forever. The teachers that came from London and Scotland and England and taught us in our teens said to us, we're going to live in heaven with Jesus. And we're going to be able to come in and out doing service in heaven and in the millennium. I am looking forward for that glorious day. This world is too troublesome. We pray for the leaders of the world that they will turn their life over to Jesus Christ, because the wrath of God is going to be poured out heavenly on these leaders for suppressing their people, treating their people badly. John the Baptist told them the axe is at the root of the tree and is ready to cut you down, your religious professors and fanatics, and to burn you. John the Baptist says to avoid that, you've got to repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Brothers and sisters, we have a message. God has given us a message. For all time, in season, out of season, all season, preach, rebuke, exhort, to a long-suffering and doctrine. Don't forget, doctrine. People are telling you, don't worry about doctrine. Don't bother with them. That's Paul's last message to Timothy. It is very, very important that we use the word of God and glorify God in the word. The Lord Jesus Christ, he represented God beautifully here, and he glorified God. He lifted up God, and you and I have got to glorify God. Glory, glory, everlasting. We to him who bore the cross, who redeemed our souls by testing, death the debt deserved by us, spread his glory. Spread his glory. Spread his glory in us. That's what we ought to do. He that glorieth, let him glory the Lord. God is happy to see us on the move. He's very happy to see that. That's why he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world from above, who was born into this world, not from it. He is God incarnate, God coming to it, human flesh. Praise God. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank God for his grace. We have a standing in grace. And that is a sure and secure foundation. Nobody can move any genuine born again believer from that standing in grace. No one at all. That's our status quo. Not darkness anymore, but light. The Lord Jesus Christ was the light of the world. He came at a time when the world was experiencing dense darkness. But blessed be God, that light was so effective, that light was so powerful, that it was able to penetrate many dark hearts, many lives were changed. A lot of Gentiles were saved. Excuse me. The Jews, they're God's people. But nationally speaking, they are in apostasy. They have turned away from the truth of God's precious word. They treat the Lord Jesus Christ badly. We don't need him to be king for us. Our king is Caesar. When you study the history of the Jews, they don't take any foreigners to be their leader. So they were very hypocritical. Give us Barabbas, the number one enemy. Crucify Jesus. They said, he saved others, but he can't save himself. They were talking the truth. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save people. He came to save the inhabitants of the earth. He came to die for sinners and to give us second birth. But God loves the Jews. He loves the Arabs. He loves Hamas. He loves Hezbollah. He loves the Ammonites. He loves the Moabites. He loves the Ishmaelites. God loves all. And God is going to continue to save Jews, Arabs, Gentiles, Greeks, whoever you are. God is going to continue to save people because Jesus Christ, who created people, he created them for himself. He's the creator of all things, whether things in heaven or things on earth. And he doesn't want you and I to move away from the hope of the gospel, because the gospel is still powerful. The gospel has a lot of power in it up to now. And the Lord Jesus Christ was sent here in order to save people. And it is so important that we know that. There are many reasons for his incarnation. I'm going to give you them. There are many reasons for his incarnation. His coming flesh was a fundamental part of God's plan of salvation. It's in Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 10:5. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Galatians 4:4-5. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we have been made the righteousness of God in him. Thank God we are righteous people. We are justified people. We are sanctified people. We are glorified people. And we have to live like that every day as we live. For we know God, and God knows us. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Nobody can break the seal. We can't break the seal. We are in the palms of his hands. Mark you. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. No one is able to pluck them out of my hands. Now the hands of the Father, we are doubly secured. So my beloved, he was sent to reveal God to man. John chapter 1 verse 18. John chapter 14 verse 9. 1 Timothy 3, 16. To manifest life in all of his fullness. 1 John 5, 12. And the love of God. 1 John 4, 9. To defeat the devil and the power of death. Hebrews 2, 14, 18. Philippians 2, 8. Death. Oh, death. People are dying every day. People are dying every day. Young and old are dying. But thank God, we have passed from death unto life. We have everlasting life, but we have eternal life. Praise God. He has delivered us from spiritual death. Spiritual death is the inability to have fellowship with God in time. But thank God, we can have fellowship with God now because he has turned our anguish into anger and our jeopardy into joyfulness, our tragedy into triumphs. He has given us music and melody. He has removed our sobbing to singing. We bless God that all that we want, we have it from Jesus. Oh yes, clothed in righteousness to become a priest of his people. Hebrews 2:17. Chapter 5, verse 10. To make a new and living way into God's presence. Hebrews 10:20. That's the most beautiful thing ever. That we can freely come into the presence of the Lord. And we can pray. We can pray. We can cry. We can wrestle with God in prayer. We can tell him everything. We don't need any representative priest on planet Earth to represent us before God. No. We are believer priests. And because we are believer priests, we enter into his presence to offer up sacrifices unto himself. We are a royal priesthood to support the presence of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we ought to keep burning and shining. We ought to burn. When people see us and draw near to people, our presence would cause their hearts to burn within. Do never our hearts burn within us while you speak with us on the way with the King? King of kings and Lord of lords. Matthew 26, Psalm 45, Psalm 72. He was incarnate also as a prophet of God. Deuteronomy 18:18. Matthew 21:11. And as a preacher, Psalm 40, Psalm 9. And as a teacher, John 3:2. Give God thanks, my brothers and sisters. The shepherds beheld him, proclaimed him, praised God, and praised him. He's worthy of our attention and adoration. Lift him up, was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah! 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 Four times hallelujah in Revelation chapter 19. We are in the glory. When we get to glory, only we have in our silence. But listen, there's a lot of praising and singing in heaven. Only have no silence. So we might as well continue to sing here and praise up there. But we're singing here is just a fortress of heaven and a sample of paradise. And we're looking forward, my dear brothers and sisters, we are looking forward for that glorious day, mark you, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall deal with us. And God is going to save people right down to the end of the millennium, all in the tribulation period. See, all those thousands and thousands, thousands and thousands of believers. But sad, only a remnant. It has always been said in the Bible, a remnant of the Jews will be saved. A remnant. We always read that in the scriptures. Why? And God is so good to the Jewish people. We've got to pray for peace, the peace of Jerusalem. We've got to, beloved, we've got to pray. This is no joke. These times are serious. They are perilous. We have to pray. Definitely. The Lord has been so good to us. Thanks, thanks, thanks. Thanks for your continued prayers on our behalf. Keep praying for us as we leave you, God willing, on Tuesday to go back home and to go to the hospital next day. Radiology. And then to go back to the doctor on the 14th for the cancer injection behind the prostate. This will be my fourth. The doctor says, even if it is eliminated, I got to continue to come. But for my dear wife, sometimes the wife suffers from the hip, the back pains as we grow older. This month will be her birthday. Mine was October gone. We're glad that we came to see you all. It's so beautiful having fellowship with all of you. It's so nice to see you all. We're praying for all of you and for your family. We pray a lot for families because all of us are suffering from the abandonment of our children's behavior. All of us are suffering one way or the other. But we have to keep praying for our children. God has given us these bodies, not as a burden, but as a blessing. That's the beauty of it all. We love our children. And we want them in the kingdom of God. We love them. We hug them up. We bite them. We put them because we love them. We can't give up on our children. But yes, let's keep praying for our children. God is not asleep, but is awake. For those of you who have listened to the word of God and you're not saved, get right with God now and do it now. Get right with God. He tells you how. Get right with God. Get right with God. Child of God, Don't go cold or lukewarm. Let him be president and resident fully in your life. Don't give up. You're going to meet in heaven one day if you don't meet on earth again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and appearing another way, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. God bless you. Amen.